In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, in the Gospel we see the story of a man who had been in suffering for many years. For 38 years, he had tried to be the first one to touch the waters of the pool of Bethsaida in order to be healed, but he was not able to. The pool of Bethsaida was a healing place where an angel from heaven would come from time to time and touch the waters. And the first sick person who would touch the waters after the angel would be healed. So that man had been waiting for the day when he would be healed. And that day finally came. Not that he was able to go to the pool of Bethsaida. He was not able to be the first one to touch the waters. He didn't go to the pool, but our Lord came to him. So our Lord, knowing of his perseverance, came to him and asked if he wanted to be healed. And the man replied that there was no one to take him to the pool quickly enough so he could be the first one to touch the waters. But our Lord told him, "Rise, take up thy pallet, and walk." And the man was completely healed. Our Lord shows that the pool of Bethsaida was just a figure of himself. The pool had five porches, which are a clear symbol of the five wounds of our Lord, from which flowed the life-giving blood of the Lamb of God. So the man was not able to go to the pool, but the pool came to him. But that man didn't even know who had healed him until the day he met our Lord in the temple. And our Lord told him something that is very important for each one of us to consider. Our Lord said, "Behold, you are healed. Sin no more, lest something worse befall you." Lest something worse befall you. And now I ask you, what can be worse than the infirmity of the body? But the infirmity of the soul. And what is the infirmity of the soul but sin? In this way, my brethren, we have to prefer any kind of sickness of the body rather than sin. Because a corporal sickness can, in the worst case, take us to the cemetery. with no more power than that. But sin can kill the soul and take us to hell. So we have to understand that the sin is the worst tragedy that can happen with us. No sickness, no coronavirus can be worse than a single mortal sin. And we have to understand this. If people would protect themselves against sin, as they are protecting themselves against this virus, a sickness in the body can only kill the body, but a sickness in the soul can kill the soul and exclude us from the presence of God forever. So in this time, when the entire world fears a virus, let us remember to fear God above everything, and let us avoid all sin. And this will be our great protection against all types of evils. Let us fear God above everything. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.